If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. And looking back on the year, well, that's still going for a few more days, but the year that was, Curtis Houck, Managing Editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Curtis, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Joe. Good to be with you.
I want to start on something that I feel very, this is like something that is been with me for a while, and I talk about this probably once a week, and it's late night television. And you guys have kind of looked at the past year in late night. And Curtis, let me tell you, there was a time where I would record late night shows on VHS. I mean, I was a kid, but you know, if Jim Norton or Norm Macdonald was on Letterman or Leno, you know, I kind of enjoyed the show, and Letterman and Leno made fun of everyone. But it does seem like with today's late night television, it is this hatred. It's not even funny. It's just hatred that is spewed for an hour or two, depending on the network.
Yeah, and that's definitely what we've been calculating. I mean, folks may say, why do you guys crunch these numbers? Like, we already know this. Well, we want to put a number to these things so people, you know, can know that what they're feeling qualitatively is also true quantitatively. We found that in the last 6 months of 2025, 99% of late night guests were liberal. So this year, all told, there were 90 liberal Democrats, one conservative. That came back on Liberation Day when The Daily Show had on Orrin Cass of American Compass to defend the president's tariffs. And then when it came to the political jokes, this is really gets to your point. 92% of all political jokes on ABC, CBS, NBC, and Comedy Central late night shows in 2025 targeted conservatives. 92%. I mean, that's astounding. We understand that Republicans control the House, Senate, the presidency, conservative majority in the Supreme Court, but I mean, come on.
It's so disappointing because, you know, Curtis, I think most of us are fans of comedy. We like to laugh every now and then, but when it's so, it's so biased, and there's the only alternative is Gutfeld. I mean, it's not like it's just Kimmel or just Colbert. I mean, it's all three of them, and it's the same shtick. You think like Jimmy Fallon would say, hey, maybe I'll just try to make fun of everybody and rise above these two. But it seems like everyone just wants to not everyone, but a lot of people in late night television in the comedy world want to be a political activist, not actually a comedian.
Well, and I think Fallon was more or less bullied into it. He showed the lack of a backbone because he dealt with the fact that he had Trump on during the first election cycle and he rubbed his hair and all that. And he was nearly run out of town since our Alice Christie has been tracking late night guests late 2022, back into 2022 through now. So a couple years now, he has had 44 liberal Democrats on versus three conservatives. So now, I mean, that's still pretty bad. But again, it's not a big fat zero compared to some of the other ones. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely also nowhere near Seth Meyers. And his, in terms of political jokes, Fallon, 89% of his jokes were about conservatives. So again, when you're like 3 percentage points less bad than the other one, and you're still at a B+, you know, if you're grading that, still not great. Still not great.
No, yeah, and Seth Meyers, I mean, I kind of forget that show exists. I mean, he has just completely ruined the show that Letterman and Conan had built up. Yeah, and, you know, you say three conservatives, Curtis, but I'm not really sure I count the Gutfeld appearance as conservative because they never got into politics.
Right. Well, that's also a good point. Yeah, and we do kind of take a look at that in some of our guest counts. We also do that with The View, where if a celebrity comes on to promote a movie and then never do get into politics, we kind of have to make a judgment call at that point as well. But I would definitely say that overall, you know, think of winners and losers in 2025 in terms of the media. Late night comedy definitely has to be up there in terms of a loser because, I mean, one of the shows is going away,
yeah.
Colbert in May. One nearly did go away in Kimmel, and one already did go away in the After Midnight game show with Taylor Tomlinson, which they tried to do after James Corden, a liberal guy, basically said, I don't feel like doing this anymore. I'm going home to the UK. That show came and went this year.
Oh, I didn't even realize that show was off the air.
Exactly.
But you know what? I hold grudges, Curtis, because Taylor Tomlinson, she was doing a show in Buffalo and just no called, no showed my show. She was supposed to do an appearance the day of the show and didn't. And you know what? Good. I'm glad her show got canceled.
bye-bye.
Going on. you mentioned the UK with James Corden. This thing that Kimmel did last week, this appearance in UK, just bashing Trump. I mean, shouldn't Kimmel be thanking Trump? It actually gave Kimmel a second career because Kimmel was he was the guy from The Man Show that moved Nightline until Trump came along. And I mean, I would say his extension from ABC was to say, hey, look, we're not working with Trump. Kimmel should be thanking Trump.
Well, I think he went from, to your point, Joe, from one of the guys, so to speak, indistinguishable from Colbert and Myers, et cetera, to like public hero, martyr number one on the eyes of the left. You know, for the left, they have people like Jimmy Kimmel, who doesn't really do anything particularly brave, whereas on the right, we have people like Charlie Kirk that actually were murdered this year because they actually were in public espousing contrary political beliefs. You know, Kimmel is a very miserable person. His wife is the showrunner, and his wife openly bragged on a recent podcast about all the conservative family members that she cut out because she just doesn't feel like being around them anymore. And for Kimmel in the UK to receive the idea of being the alternative Christmas message to the king, which I guess is a thing that Channel 4 over there does every year, you try to think, I mean, this guy's been very rich because of this. He was thinking that the show would go away maybe after this year because his contract was up. He received, I believe, a 2-year extension. So he's going to continue to do his thing. The ratings have cratered back after the little general interest after his little timeout come back to Earth. So he can continue living off of this. He can continue writing fundraising emails for Adam Schiff, and Jackie Rosen, I believe, like he did last cycle, hosts fundraisers like the infamous Biden Obama Clooney confab, just live his life. You know, I mean, it's amazing how the left works. You know, you don't have to necessarily be good at anything to make a lot of money and be famous.
That is true. Now, you mentioned The View, but we got to give them their say. You know, Curtis, before you get into the rundown on The View, I want to say I don't trust anybody who has the opportunity to watch either The Price is Right or The View and picks The View. With that said, what did your findings show?
Well, just for the record, in college, my friends and I, no matter what you were doing in our house at Penn State, you had to come watch. Even if you had a test that day, you come watch Price is Right. But the good news is, first of all, they didn't have to issue a single legal note in 2025, which was good for them. In 2025, The View had 128 liberal guests versus 2 conservatives. And you can put an asterisk on that one because one of them was Cheryl Hines, the wife of HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and she was more or less defending her husband's policies and kind of saying that, well, there's a lot of people out there that support the president and the secretary's policies. You know, she's an avowed liberal, but she's the spouse, so she was kind of doing the spouse thing, and she was there to promote her memoir about her Hollywood career. But, you know, for the benefit of the doubt, we gave that in the conservative column. The other one, which is far less, a little bit more debatable, is Marjorie Taylor Greene, who went on to attack the president. So coming up after the break, after the New Year break, she's going to be on The View again for her first media appearance, I believe, after she quits Congress. How about that?
Wow, wow! It's funny how she's changed so quickly. Now, I did see that I believe Savannah Chrisley of Chrisley Knows Best, who is a Trump supporter, will be a guest host on The View in February. That should be. I might actually have to DVR it because I'm still picking The Price is Right, but I might have to DVR it. That might actually be interesting for once.
Yeah, I was going to say, who knows? Maybe it might work out where that's way more interesting, and then you get like a double over on the Showcase Showdown that day on Price is Right. Who knows?
It's so funny because I go back. There's this clip of Norm MacDonald on The View from like the 2000s when George Bush was running against Al Gore, and he mentioned liking George Bush. And, like, the crowd actually cheered. And it's like, that is, you would never get that reaction from a View crowd in 2025. It's just so funny how radical that show's gone in a little over two decades.
It's so far gone at this point. I mean, it's deranged. It's very sad, actually, to think that people live such a way that politics, like, define who they are. Like, it's the be-all, end-all of their happiness. Like, oh, just on the way back here, I'm in the Lowcountry with my in-laws. And there's a weekly No Kings, a Moron Mondays gathering. And I played a YMCA as I went by them. It was very nice. I think about that. I'm like, to like define your happiness based on who's the president. I don't like that. I mean, it's something that's really sick in our culture at this point. And I would say people on both sides have this issue, but predominantly on the left, because far fewer of them actually believe that we're alone in this universe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many on the left that, I mean, if they know you don't think like them, they are, as soon as they get into the same space as you, they are waiting to bring it up. They don't care if it's Thanksgiving, if it's Christmas, if it's, you know, the first baptism. They don't care. They're going to bring it up as soon as they can. It's as if Trump just controls their thought process 24/7, 365.
Moral enemy. You're a mortal enemy. You know, I mean, you're not just morally wrong. You're just, I don't even know. You're beyond the pale. You don't belong in a polite society. I mean, that's why they've worked so hard for so many years and failed to censor us on big tech platforms, because they recognize that that is the public square. Because, like it or not, we don't gather in person like we used to now. So to limit your reach, you get attacked on the social media platform. So thank goodness for Elon Musk. And yes. But the rest of us can continue to have hobbies and talk to each other. And I don't know.
One final thing on The View, and I'm sorry that we're spending so much time on The View, Curtis, but, you know, because it's mentioned here from the MRC president that, you know, The View, it's considered a part of ABC News. And I'm not sure people realize that. Like, it's actually part of the ABC News division, which if that doesn't tell you if George Stephanopoulos didn't tell you everything, that should be the tell-all right there.
Right, and they say all kinds of things without evidence. I mean, The View has said this year on repeated occasions that Trump is using deployments of the National Guard to cities across the United States as a sort of dry run to cancel the 2026 midterms. I mean, there's literally no evidence to that whatsoever. And I've been told by all these people during the 60 Minutes hubbub with CBS that there's all kinds of lawyers and their standard and practices divisions that go through all kinds of things. And if The View, an ABC News product, is espousing all kinds of nonsense, think they may have some explaining to do one day. But, I mean, that's definitely fodder for us. It's like Morning Joe. We wish we didn't have to watch it, but A, we do because someone has to, and B, because the people demand it.
And, you know, one last thing from 2025, Curtis, MSNBC got a name change and a makeover. They are no longer, as The View is a part of ABC News, MSNBC now, MS Now, is no longer a part of NBC News.
MS Space Now. Yeah, I mean, apparently they wanted to stay MSNBC and just drop the peacock part of the logo, and Comcast was like, no. We don't want anybody to be confused, to think we're still related. And other than Willie Geist, I believe, because he's special, gets to co-host babysit Joe and Meek on Morning Joe and then do Sunday Today. Everyone else had to go one way or the other in the divorce. Steve Kornacki went to NBC News. So the one good thing about watching MSNBC, sans meltdowns on election nights, will now be on NBC. So next year for the midterms, if you want to watch Kornacki do his thing, get all nerdy at the big board, you got to go over to Lester Holt and Savannah Guthrie.
Well,
now
hey,
there's zero reason to watch MS Now unless things are going very well for us.
The meltdowns. There is still the meltdowns, which I will always cherish. Hey, Curtis, always great talking with you. I hope you have a very happy new year and look forward to talking with you in 2026.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you, Joe. And thanks to everybody here at the station here. You guys are just such a big help to us.
That is Curtis Houck. He is the managing editor of Newsbusters and Media Research Center, wrapping up 2025. Did you remember all of that stuff? Are you now convinced about The View? Are you now convinced with Late Night? I know it's something I stress on all the time, but it is just so sad how far it has fallen. I mean, I'm as someone who loves comedy, I mean, there's like stand-up shows I can't go to now because I don't care if you make fun of Trump. I find some of the stuff funny, but when it's your whole act, when it's every joke, it's just like, come on. I mean, you're a show on a network. You're a show on a network that's for half the nation, and it's literally blocking out the other half of the nation. But with that, we'll be back. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon on 97.1.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.